400 years ago, in 1611, the King's printer produced the edition of the Bible, commissioned 7 years earlier by His Majesty King James I. The 45 scholars had been approved by the King to prepare, as the title page states, the Holy Bible, newly translated out of the original tongues, and with the former translations diligently compared and revised by His Majesty's special commandment, appointed to be read in churches. And so tonight in this church, we will again hear the language of the King's Committee. They and William Shakespeare both used and shaped the powerful and majestic Elizabethan English that still resonates with us after 400 years. The churchmen created noble literature out of a committee and a translation. This is perhaps as remarkable as Shakespeare's singular genius, but let us reflect for a moment on Shakespeare's well-known lines. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. On that stage have been played the stories, myths, and legends so powerfully told in the King James Bible. One of those stories is that of the humble birth of a child. It is a story musically told in Handel's great sacred oratorio, Messiah. The King James Bible has shaped our language for 400 years. The music has stirred even pagan hearts for 250 years, and both are glorious parts of our heritage. From the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the story of Jesus' birth. And it came to pass in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This was the birth prophesied in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The book of Revelation tells us that the Prince of Peace shall reign forever and ever, which words George Frederick Handel set to music that after 250 years still stirs the soul.